Luke returned to the file. Growing up in poverty had been a deeply motivating factor for the Krefs. On their 11th emergence anniversary, the brothers had embezzled 1 million credits from a local crime lord. They'd used the money to buy a small product evaluation laboratory, then began a lucrative program of testing Kuwati cosmetics on stolen pets and orphaned younglings. After that, the Krefs had virtually disappeared from the official record until shortly before the war against the Yuuzhan Vong. At that point, security and police services all over the galaxy began to trace an astonishing array of crimes, corruption, and deceitful business practices back to the parent company, Galactic Syndicated. Even then, it wasn't until recently, just after the Second Civil War, that Marvid and Kratheus Kref had been identified as the sole owners of Galactic Syndicated. Luke set the file aside. The Jedi Order's own researchers had discovered some of the same information, but the Galactic Alliance's investigation had clearly been going on for a much longer time, and their file was far more complete. He looked across the table at Wool. "You're right. It's an interesting read," he said. "Now tell me what's not in the file."
"Those are the facts as we know them, Master Skywalker," Wool said. "Anything else I might say is merely observation and speculation."
"Understood," Luke replied. "That's what I came to you for." Wool's dewflaps rose in the Sulliston version of a smile.
"Well, since you ask."
He took the file and opened it to a long list of Galactic Syndicated's recent acquisitions.
"What strikes me is the sudden growth. In the last 6 months alone, GS has bought 24 companies, most for a fraction of their true value, and many of those concerns are behemoths in their own right."
Luke studied the list. "And a lot of them are duplicates in strategic industries," he noted. "I see 3 Tabanagas suppliers, 2 starfighter manufacturers, 4 shipbuilders, 5 freight companies.
"Exactly," Wool said. "At the Soroso Business Academy, they teach that a sudden acceleration in corporate acquisitions usually means someone is attempting to corner a market. But the acquisitions tend to be clustered around a single industry."
"And these aren't," Luke said. "They're all over the place."
"Precisely, Master Skywalker," Wool said. "It's a bit premature to say this, but if the pattern continues to accelerate as it has, I would have to conclude that the Krefs aren't attempting to corner 1 major market. They want them all."
"All?" Luke repeated. "That's pretty ambitious, isn't it?"
"It is."
Wool glanced away. Once again, Luke felt a bolt of fear shoot through his force aura.
"But so was disbanding the Senate and turning the Galactic Republic into the Empire."
"Point taken," Luke said. "Is that what the Krefs are after? Total control of the economy?" Wool spread his hands.
"You're the Jedi, Master Skywalker. You tell me."
"Better to avoid assumptions," Luke said, nodding. "You said the Krefs have been buying companies at a fraction of their true value. How are they doing that?"
"The same way they avoid paying import taxes, I imagine,"
Wool said.
"Spies, bribery, extortion, intimidation, murder, whatever they need to do."
"And what is it that you're frightened of, Lou?"
Wool's ears dipped ever so slightly.
"I thought you might notice that," he said. "But I assure you, I'm not allowing my own concerns to influence my decisions, any more than I would consider taking a bribe."